Okay, well, hi. Thank you for having us on the program. And Gallery of the Streets, this is Kai speaking. Gallery of the Streets is a project I conceived of in 2001, and I was looking at ways that visual art could exist within the Black community outside of museums or nonprofits of other sorts. But how do we turn our everyday experiences into intentional art? And so this project evolved out of that idea and has since, I've done work with different communities around, mostly in New York and Durham, North Carolina. And now I'm getting a pleasure of doing that here in New Orleans with a really beautiful crew of Black feminist artists and activists and scholars and organizers. And we're producing a project I call a visual opera that I've named. A visual opera, but also, by the way, is a term I created. It's a multidisciplinary art piece called Echo Hybridity, Love Song for Nola, a visual Black opera in five movements. So it's a little bit about Gallery of the Streets.
So why did you choose to call it an opera, or what is a visual opera?
I'm interested in the form of opera. I'm interested in its grand scale, the way that it is a medium that's large scale. I like the history of opera in that it's a form of communication, artistic communication, that traditionally went from one community to the next, to another community. It's truly a people's music form and communication form before it became taken away from people and become, and you know, it was class, it was divided according to class. So I'm interested in playing with that concept around class, also using the form in a new way. Because I'm not a musician, I'm a painter and an installation artist, I inserted the term visual, and I also work very closely with music, so the two, and dance. So the three different mediums came together in this project.
So, and then why the Echo Hybridity, and what, why now in New Orleans? I know, I guess it's coming at the 10-year anniversary of Katrina. So how did that tie in?
Yeah, I can give you some ideas around that, but actually when we're talking about Echo Hybridity, it's a another term I made up. I'm really, this is my period of making up language and making up terms. But I want to turn it over to Shayna, because I think the idea around Echo Hybridity, the ways that we hybridize and create new ecosystems, is something that people in New Orleans have experienced over and over again. And what happens with that hybridity is something I think Shayna can speak to. So Shayna, do you mind just jumping in for a minute? I don't know if she still is. Did the phone drop?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here. I've been here
all along.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on the program this morning. As Kai was mentioning, eco-hybridity is a tool and a tactic used to reduce and resist and prevent harm of both generations and as well as geographies. When we think about this in the context of Hurricane Katrina, eco-hybridity is a tool that we're using to explore the range of inequality, violence, and injustice that many of us have experienced post-Katrina, using performance, paintings, totems, and sounds in specific site installations to highlight various forms of Black geographies. And also the opportunities and possibilities that these various forms of inequality create for us. And so I think when we, Equal Hybridity as an opera, you know, through Kai's amazing leadership and artistic direction, is basically a plot that follows a group of nomadic songbirds as we journey to recover and reclaim home.
So how long have you guys been working on this project, and what has the process been like?
That's a good question. In terms of how long we've been working this project, I think one is the project has been done in phases. First, from through Kai's sort of like conceptualizing this project starting over 10 years ago in various formations to us actually, to her actually convening a collaborative group of New Orleans-based Black feminist artists and scholars starting in the fall of 2014. And since that time, especially within the last 5 months, we have been working very rigorously putting the various pieces of the opera together.
Yeah, and I mean, I just want to just say it's been amazing as a process. I've had the privilege and the pleasure of working with a group of artists. In terms of process, we started by putting out a call locally for people who wanted to have dialogues around Black feminist geographies. And from that place, we began to pursue a medium and a mechanism of art and organizing. And from that point, we've each constructed a piece of this large-scale visual opera. And at this point, I have counted approximately 9 to 11 different stories that have been evolving from the work of the libretto and dance and drama crew, choreography, dance, drama, and libretto crew, which is called the content generation. They've been generating content and have developed a storyline to this broader story of songbirds in search of home. And then there's also a sound crew who's creating the sound installations, sound and music installations to accompany both the performance aspects of the work as well as the paintings and sculptures that I am doing at Joan Mitchell on Friday. I've also been working with other visual artists who are participating both in developing sculptures for the work as well as creating site-specific installations, such as a tiny house that is currently being built to look at the question of housing and Black women's housing, specifically in New Orleans and diaspora, actually. Also, an installation that's looking at memory at Congo Square using refrigerators, a house next door to where in our community in Central City that is being turned into a subversive ball. So in each of these locations, as well as our willingness to participate, not willingness, but actual privilege to participate in the 10th annual Katrina Commemoration Committee's march, And second line, we're doing handkerchief installations. And this is so many different layers to the work that it's been every day. It's like a new opening, and the opera is able to hold it all. I also want to just acknowledge the work of different community partners that we've been able to build with, from, like I said, the Katrina Commemoration Committee Fund to the Joan Mitchell Center that's housing our installation to the McInnes Museum that gave me a studio space and a workshop, artist in residency workshop, where we built the work to our participation with Survivors Village in their 3-day teaching on housing as a human right. There's so much that's going on, and we've had an opportunity to show up and to consistently raise critical dialogue around the question of Black feminist possibility. So, I mean, obviously that's a lot. I'm tired right now, and we really are encouraging people to come out Friday to the opening, and it will last throughout the weekend. We're opening at Joan Mitchell Center, which is 6375 Bayou Road. I think, what time do we start? Shane, 7? I think we begin at 7.
I think it's 7. Yeah. And all the information is on this website, galleryofthestreets.org. I guess lastly, I mean, I know it might be like picking children, but is there anything that you are particularly excited about or just really looking forward to as this weekend progresses?
Me? No, I don't know. That's like picking, you're right. It is like picking children. Absolutely not. I mean, all of it. I'd like to not know what's going on to the extent of being surprised. We're doing projections. Just the work is, every level of the work is beautiful. I'm excited about seeing us pull it all together, seeing how we're interacting with our communities who will come, who will also by the very engagement in the project are actually participants in the opera, and how we all work together to create this kind of map of feminist biographies. I think that's the most exciting part. And then what will happen next, you know, in October.
That was my question. At the bottom of the thing, it says CODA WWFD. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. F means what would Fanon do, what would feminism do, what would Fannie Lou Hamer do. We're asking people to choose your F. What would Foucault do? We have, what would Fred Moten do? What would Frank Wilderson do? We're looking at ideas around black liberation thought through different theories and asking people to bring their F game.
Very cool, very cool. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to it. And it's galleryofthestreets.org, is that right?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, looking forward to that. If you want to hear the full interview of that, I'll get that up on the Tumblr, wtlnews.tumblr.com. Now we're going to bring you Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. But first, I do have a calendar for you, and I'm thankful to neworleans.me, who called in and recommended their calendar, which I agree is quite nice. And it includes activities beyond just music, which I think is nice for our program. So I will give you some information about that. For example, tonight, Andre Bowen is going to be at Chiquihuahua at 10 o'clock. Another Day in Paradise is going to be at Cafe Negril. At the AIA New Orleans Center for Design, 1000 St. Charles Avenue, there's a 10 years, 10 stories architecture of recovery exhibit that's been going on for a while now and is open to the public still today. Anton Diel and the Misfit Power is going to be at Spotted Clat at 10 o'clock. The Bambula's Hot Trio featuring Giselle Angeluzia is going on today at 2 o'clock. At Pontchartrain Landing at 7, it's Blake Stokes. Chuck Brackman and Barry Foulon at Fritzl's at 9 o'clock. There's a Crescent City Farmers Market today at the French Market. If you don't know, it's going on every Wednesday at the French Market, 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Dave Easley is going to be at the Nutriground Coffee House. DJ T-Roy Dance Hall Classics is going on at the Dragon's Den. And the Dukes of Disneyland are going to be at Steamboat Natchez. And if you want to listen to any of the guests that we had on the show today, again, Catherine Brown of Colorado State University is going to be signing her book, Standing in the Need, at Octavia Books at 6 o'clock. That's tomorrow. And Echo Hybridity is going to kick off this Friday. And we just heard from some organizers and artists involved with that. It's going to start at 7 o'clock at the new Joan Mitchell Center, which is at 2275 Bayou Road. And there's going to be a huge painting, totems, sound installations going on. And then throughout the day on Saturday, there's, you know, 5 movements of things going on. I really recommend you go and check it out and find the thing that speaks to you as we're going into the 10th anniversary of Katrina. So now I'm going to bring you Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan.